You're listening to Radio Golf Show. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to RotoFest 17, the 2025 PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Today, a short stack of Golf Show All-Stars are in the house, and this is going to be nice and cozy and full of inside information without a lot of the banter, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of banter. Today we have Mr. Brother Burley. Welcome, Brother Burley.
Hello, Frank.
We have Mr. Ogren from hot and sultry San Antonio. Welcome, David. And we have from, I guess, also sunny Iceland, Mr. Olafsson. Hello, Mr. Olafsson, who might play the bongos for us later.
Yeah, and the guitar as well.
Oh, and guitar as well. See, that would be something. David and Casey, our rock star, in playing... Adi and Casey playing guitar and David on the bongos. That would be something. I would. He's shaking his head.
I'd be on the bass. Put me on the bass.
We have four participants. We might have to go 8 or even 10 rounds this way to pick the winner because and it'll go quickly. The order has been determined. I have the chance to go first this time, which is unbelievable. Then we have Brother Burley in second position, David in third, and Adi in fourth. I will not waste any time by picking Mr. McIlroy, who I think will win by at least 3.
Ooh.
What do you say to that? I think the W in Augusta really like took a load off his back and he might just free him up, you know. I loved what he said after he won Augusta when he said you can only win the Grand Slam if you win the first one. So he's definitely not done with what he's trying to do. So
he likes Quail Hollow. He likes Quail Hollow too.
He does. But you know, horses for courses. We'll see if that works. Brother Burley, you're up with a second pick.
Well, I mean, last time I got to pick first, and I was quite lucky with picking Rory. Other than that, my picks were pretty bad. But I'm going to go a little bit off course for my first one. I'm going to go for Jordan Spieth. Because if Jordan Spieth wins this, he'll be also in that group of Grand Slam winners.
He will be the career Grand Slammer, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to go Jordan Spieth.
Nice observation, because there is a that little group of guys. It does include Rory, you know, that JT, Scotty, Rory, Spieth. That's a little group of guys. They're they're pretty competitive amongst themselves.
I think so too.
Yeah, well, you know, I was surprised. I just didn't know it and nobody really talked about it much, that Rory was the first European to win the career Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Debbie didn't do it. You know, Faldo didn't do it. Did Monty win anything?
Monty didn't win a major.
Oh, yes, that's right.
He won the Euro Merit 7 times, but never won a major.
And, I think that's a very good pick. I had him very high on my list, too, Gordon. And, you know, it's amazing because they all kind of disappeared, JT and Jordan and Ricky, like a couple of, you know, last year and the year before. And now they're back, which it's incredible. Next, we have David Ogren, who has played in a bunch of PGAs himself. 5 or 6, David, something like that?
I think actually 10.
Oh, like 9 or 10. 10.
No, I'm not saying that. Just 10 out of 17 years on tour.
Yeah.
And so the category that I got into would have been the moneyless category on the calendar or the year from PGA to PGA. It's changed now, and now it's everything's world golf rankings. Yeah.
It always got like a bad shake for being a major. People were always saying, it's not really a major. It was always considered the weakest of majors. Is that how the players felt about it too?
Maybe.
And why is it?
Well, the Masters has got all of this tradition, and the U.S. Open and the Open Championship represent, you know, our big tournament and the world's big tournament. Where's the PGA going to go? Because the PGA is just the pros.
They do have the heaviest trophy in all of sports.
Yeah, supposedly when Jack Nicklaus won 63 at Dallas Club or wherever that was, the trophy got so hot sitting out in the sun he couldn't pick it up.
Unbelievable.
That's a good.
I kissed that trophy at the golf show in Orlando about 3 years ago, during nice. COVID times.
Oh yes, well, I don't think you get COVID from a trophy.
You can't get it from licking doorknobs, but yeah, I stopped that one.
You kissed it.
By the way, my pick is Scottie Scheffler, and you just got to remember the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
Jordan was the third pick in the draft, so I'm just saying.
Ah, okay. Jordan was the third pick in the draft. There you go. Surprised that he didn't play in the tournament yesterday and that he took the week off from a signature?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
No?
Yes.
But he did clean up the week before. So it's Mr. Scheffler for Mr. Ogren. And then we have go to Iceland for two picks. Adi, this is going to be fun.
Yes. This is going to be fun because I'm going to stick to my strategy. I'm going to be on the European side. I'm going to be picking some young players from the European side as well. With that unknown, nobody knows, but they're 25 years old, and it's going to be, hopefully, you know, the new names in the European golf in the future. So, yeah, but I'm going to start with Ludvig, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Scandinavian friend, and he's strong. I mean, is the condition going to be wet and soft? I mean,
yeah, I just checked the weather. You know, we do have today, the course is closed for spectators with a 95% chance of rain and thunderstorms. And then it kind of keeps going until Wednesday evening. And then Thursday, Friday seems to look okay. Sunday, too. Saturday, 44% chance of rain. You know, 30s Celsius, hot and sultry, I guess. So the long course might play even a bit longer.
Yeah.
And actually, if you want my second pick right away, I'm going to stay in Scandinavia, and it's going to be my uncle Hovland.
Uncle who?
Hovland.
You're picking him. That's also a very interesting pick again. Victor and Ludvig.
See, that's a sneaky good pick right there.
Yeah, very good.
He's a sneaky guy. But the Europeans have never been really that successful at the PGA. Let's see if that strategy works out. The course, obviously, a really long course. And David, your pick is next. What does a wet long course do to the winning score? Does it go up or down?
Wet makes it go down. Long favors the smashers. So I'm going to take the king of smash and grab to win another major. Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, the big bombs are coming out, and he
because both of his U.S. Opens were smash and grab.
Yeah, but you don't, you know, you got to be really good to win an Open. I mean, a U.S. Open. David picks Bryson DeChambeau. My God, this is going to be a very tight race. I can see that already.
And also, I think he's got some. I think he and John Rahm and Brooks Koepka and Joaquin Niemann, they're walking in with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they got a little bone to pick.
For some reason, for people who got paid $100 million to play golf, they feel like they've been wronged in the golf world.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something.
I got into it. I don't know what happened there. But obviously, they all thought like they're going to be playing in majors and all these events. Their managers or advisors must not have been really on the ball. Brother Burley, you're sitting on Jordan Spieth.
I thought that David was going to go straight in there for JT, but he didn't. So I'm going to sneak in there and get JT.
JT and Spieth. JT played well as yesterday.
He did.
He played very well. I mean,
he won in 2018 at Quail Hollow. So yeah,
there you go. And I think
now all you need is Ricky Fowler and Smiley Kaufman.
And I think yesterday he birdied, he bogeyed two of the par fives, and was still right up there.
Oh, wow, that's
good. Well, okay. Having said that, I will go. And I'm going to go straight down the list here. I'm going to go number two, Rambo. I'm going to go, and I'm going to go Xander. I want to pick the board here. I think, David, you're absolutely right. You know, these four guys from Liv definitely want to show them that they're still around, and they're the only ones really that are still a factor. So I'm going to go with Rambo and Xander, who I know he was injured, I think he's he can win another one. Why not? He won two last year, right?
I thought he was also at the Masters. It was also quite interesting to see how JT was getting so frustrated. He really, really wanted it. I think the fire in his belly is still extremely strong.
Well, you got him.
Yeah.
Who are you going with next?
My next one. Also finished tied second with JT yesterday was in honor of the doc is Jane Lowry.
Jane Lowry.
Yeah.
Jane Lowry. Yeah, it might be a little bit too hot for him.
Could be.
I don't know.
Great show game, man. Great show game.
But you know, he's I love the way he plays. But he's a mutter. Maybe he'll enjoy that. Any Kentucky Derby fans in the house, David?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a quite a race.
It really was. My wife and I, we were interested, and we watched it the good old fashioned way, 11 o'clock at night, about 17 different ways on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, shown live in 170 countries in the world, not in Germany. So I was on the YouTube as well. But what an event that is. Mr. Ogden, you are next. You have Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, this is for picking out of the number three slot. You got two and four on the betting list, so you're doing your thing like always.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm sneaky long. sticking with my Bryson theme. The guy on the list with two PGAs already in his pocket and is not afraid is Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
So I'm going Koepka.
This is going to be so tight. Jesus Christ.
Is he in form?
It's at long, not afraid. I think he's been playing okay over there on whatever they're doing.
Yeah, when he starts smelling, you know, that he can win. I mean, he is difficult to beat. He is really.
Yeah. And when before he transferred over to Liv, he was never anything particularly great in ordinary events. Right? He was good, but I mean, man, the majors, what a record in the majors.
Always right for you guys, yeah.
And the Ryder Cup as well. I mean, he's been playing well for the team there as well. So he got something. Yeah, I saw him in the Ryder Cup in France, and I watched him a whole 18 rounds playing against Paul Casey. That was amazing. I mean, yeah. What a golf they played. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a good player. What about the Ryder Cup, David? The teams are taking shape. A lot of the American guys, six get in, six picks for both teams, if I'm correct. A lot of American guys are in right now that, you know, that might not even be You know, not the big guys. Not, you know, obviously Scotty is in and Xander and Morikawa, but the guys like Spieth and JT and Kepka and are not in. Who do you like in September at Bethpage? Just today.
Which side?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stay the home team, but this should be really interesting because our national, what's the French word about their life? Je ne sais quoi, whatever that is. Our national angst right now is the whole world's treating us unfairly, and we are now the underdogs.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? And you don't think that doesn't spill over to a crowd that's going to be, say, 50% New York?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, because nothing ever bad's ever happened in New York, right?
Yeah, that never.
Right? So anyway, I just think it's going to be a rowdy yep. thing, and I really don't think world politics helps the event at all, except maybe it's just going to be more rowdy.
Maybe the Pope will.
You know, that's a different question. If the event was in Chicago, if this was the year it was in Medina, it would be okay.
There you go. Mr. Olafsson for two picks, please. You're sitting on Ludwig and Hovland.
Yes, so I'm continuing my road with as it stands with the European Ryder Cup team now. Seth Straka is fifth.
I got a 78.
yeah, actually, the list is unbelievable because Sean Lowry is second after Rory, and then Rasmus Højgaard is third. Tyrell Hatton is fourth, and Seb Straka, who won now, is fifth. So I'm gonna take him, Seb Straka, and I'm good gonna choice. Secure myself Tommy Fleetwood because I don't know if I'm gonna win. But I'll just love the way he plays, and I'm pretty sure he will. Has he got the nerves for a difficult golf course?
I agree with you 100%. Of course he would last. Straka, you know, he was. I was sure 3-4 years ago that the first Austrian to win a major would be Bernd Wiesberger with his 6-degree driver. Straka is unbelievable. Ever since he got the Brother Burley look with the shaved head, it's
If you've been around him when he's hitting golf balls, I mean, it's a big guy, and he hits it a long way, and he's very calm, and he's really, really on technique and from the playing side, he's just a good player. I mean, you don't win on the tour without being really good. And he's
exactly. And that's his fourth victory yesterday. Yeah, not his first. No, it's his fourth. I mean, you try to win four times on the PGA Tour. That's pretty incredible. And then the opposite, obviously, Tommy Fleetwood. I like that. Mr. Ogren, we're back to you.
Oh, this is... Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make two motions to the committee.
Please.
First motion is, if you pick a Højgaard, you get them both.
Okay. I agree on that. Yeah, I'll take it. I take them. Because I got two picks anyway. Right.
How about two for the price of one?
Second motion is we just create a list for Ted and just start putting M, Kim, Woo. And just make him a list.
That's easy.
Yeah, just cut and paste and make him a list.
Yeah, Ted, we miss you, buddy.
We do.
Yeah. Who do we have? We got.
Okay, so I'm sitting here. I'm going, who do I like? Do I like Colin, Cantley? But I have a sneaky hunch that the hotel is going to play good.
Oh, God.
So I am going to take Wyndham Clark.
Oh.
Plus, I gave him his name.
Yes, you did. Every time I type it, I can still hear you saying it.
Sounds like a hotel.
Yeah, that's right. yeah, another major winner. I mean, you know, in these you pick a major winner and the guy, the Ryder Cup, you know, you got a pretty good shot.
Well, he hits it long, right? He's won a major. He's really familiar with the place. So this is the kind of course that just fits. Plus, down the stretch, you want that ball going to the right, and he's better at that than anybody else in the field.
Ah, okay.
Well, maybe Brooks is better, but
you have him too. Is it? I mean, you know, you have in America the Florida crowd. They all live and play together down there, wherever Palm Beach, wherever they are.
Yeah.
Who's the North Carolina crowd?
The patriarch would be somebody like Davis Love.
Right.
And Webb Simpson lives right there. And then all of the guys that went to North Carolina, Wake Forest, and I don't remember who's who, but I think like Zalatoris is a Wake Forest guy, right? And so is Hotel. So, you know, those are the guys that really, really do well in that North Carolina climb.
There you go. Brother Burley did pick Jane. You're next, Brother Burley. You're sitting on Spieth, JT, and Jane.
Okay. There were two PGA Tour events last weekend.
Yes, there were.
The other one that the winner of the other event was Ryan Fox. So I'm going to go for Ryan Fox.
Number?
He always seems to pop up the leaderboard when you least expect it.
Then the New Zealand guy.
Yeah,
he is one of the longest hitters on the tour.
Long hitter, yeah, very long hitter.
But I don't know if you've seen him play golf, but he de-lofted his iron so much. So I mean, I would never have picked him because of that. He hits it long but very low.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why his drives are not as long as like from Kupka or something like that, but his irons are just unbelievably long. He's a strong guy, and he really can win tournaments. He's good.
Yeah, I think he could be good.
Always a favorite of Malcolm Duck.
Yeah,
Mr. Fox from the
and this is like my third proposal for the committee. I think you should get 150 points if he wins.
Thank you.
There you go. Let me write these down. We got Ted,
no.
We got the Højgaard, and we got Fox. I'll remember what it's about. All right, so here we go. Now it gets interesting. I got to go Morikawa, just because I love Rick Sessinghouse. And whatever he's doing with him has got to work sooner or later. And then I'm going to go... I would go for Cantlay, but every time I see him on TV, his shoes, they're the only shoes that don't look like golf shoes. It looks like he's like a nurse in a hospital or something. Because the white heels. You ever notice that? It's unbelievable. No, I will definitely take Hideki with my second pick. I think he shot whatever 62 on Saturday and then 72 yesterday. I think he's coming around. So, sorry, Ted, but I'm going Morikawa and Hideki.
All right.
There you go. Brother Burley, you're next again.
Yeah, it seems like we're honoring the people who are missing a little bit here, aren't we? But
you really got to be on your toes here with this.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go with Rosie because I know Malcolm Duck would go with Rosie, I think. I think that would be a good one. But I really do think he's got to win a major at some point.
Yeah,
he's getting a bit late in his career, but I mean, you know, if he's going to win one, maybe the PGA is going to be the one.
Seriously, I think that's a very good point. And he did withdraw just to get ready for it.
You know, I choose him last in the Masters, and you saw how close he was.
Yeah,
but, yeah. I've read some interview with him, and I saw some interview with him before, and I mean, his preparation, everything about him, it's just he's so focused on those majors.
Yeah, it's 15 years since he won the US Open. 15 years. Isn't that amazing?
And the second shot he hit in the playoff at Augusta on the 18th was a very good shot.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you know, it was very
unbelievable.
He's got to be kicking himself, but
it was so difficult for me because I always I wanted Rory to win, but I did pick Rossi. So I was just either way, I'm going to be happy. So, but I was going to help.
Brother Burley has Brother Rosie, David, Scotty, Bryson, Kepka Hotel. My God, this looks like already like a team to beat. We got the highest player left is Nurse Cantlay. And then we get Neiman Hatton, Zalatoris, Connors, Camp Smith.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn, sir.
All right. Well, okay. So, I think fitting into the kind of the theme, Patrick Cantlay played reasonably well last week. And in this part of the world, a couple of years ago in Baltimore, he just slayed in the playoffs at that golf course. And so I think he's going to do reasonably well. But I see, I already think the winner has been chosen.
Right.
I think as well, yeah.
Do you think Cantlay is the best player without a major today?
Let me see. No, I think. Well, you have to have some. You have to have a little bit of a depth of a resume, right?
Yeah.
And so his resume is a little deeper than Oberg, but I think Ludwig is better, better player. But you know his resume is—he's just picking up a piece of luggage away from missing a couple of years, so we don't know.
Yeah, and I have to say this: I broke a promise to Adi today, because when I don't know which tournament it was, the Masters, I think, and the way Ludwig was floating across the fairways, and we were typing to each other, and I typed to you, I'm going to pick Ludwig in this Roto Fest until he wins. And today I had the first pick and I didn't. So I apologize for that. I just remembered it now, but obviously you picked.
You know, and looking down the list, really, speaking about the Americans, there's no way I'm picking Tagala. No way I'm picking Batia. No way I'm picking Reed. Yeah. Finau is not in good form. Sam Burns hasn't played good lately. Russell Henley is just not long enough.
Homa has not played good.
Right. And okay. So, then, at 60-1, how does Cam Smith get in there at 60-1?
I don't know. It's the Vegas insider odds. But what you just mentioned with all those guys, Tigala and, Burns and, that's what I was trying to talk about the Ryder Cup, that these players that, Tigala, no, but Burns was on the last Ryder Cup team, right? They're not, and Finau and Homa and the guys that are in there are not really firing on all cylinders at this time of the year.
No, they're not.
David, I want to ask you one thing about Ludwig, and maybe Adi and Stuart can say something too about it. How can a guy like this come out of college, and he was when he came out, he really wasn't on my radar until he won here in Switzerland, in wherever that was, the European Tour event. How can it happen that a guy like this comes out of college and plays on the highest level with these guys and gets their respect? What makes him different?
He's a ball striking right. Is one thing. Always makes an impression.
So his college roommate was a guy named Garrett Martin. And Garrett's been in my place a couple times. And he says, first of all, he is different. But technically, I think all of us here would pretty much agree that from a technical merit standpoint, it's not going to get a whole lot simpler and better and stronger than what Ludwig produces. It just really isn't. Correct. I mean, it's a lot more. It's a lot cleaner thing than what Scotty does.
It's almost like there's less moving parts in his swing.
Right. Now the moving parts thing is I don't know. It's a nice theory, but I don't know if it really works, right? But you know, he's just he's different. He thinks different. Just like you got to remember that Ogren lockered between Nicklaus and Palmer in the locker rooms back in the early or the mid 80s, right? And those guys were just different. And I think Ludwig falls into that category. And with all that bluster, I am gonna take Patrick Cantlay.
You have him. Yes, you have him. Adi, yes, what do you think about Ludwig?
I mean, you remember that he came into the Ryder Cup team in Rome without even having actually played on the European tour. I mean, this guy was just picked into a team, and everybody was just, what is Luke Donald doing?
Yeah.
But then you looked at his record, and you saw this guy was unbelievable. And the thing is about him, he's a total player. It means it doesn't really, it's not his technique. It's not, it's just everything about him. I mean, he sleeps enough. He eats well. He has his equipment right. He has everything about his mental thing right. His routine is unbelievably good. I mean, and he doesn't do that by accident. He does that very accurately with professionals. So he is for me, I don't know if he's going to win a lot, but I mean, at least he has achieved a lot, and he is what I would call a total player. Somebody who is good in everything that goes along in this game.
Yeah. And he got the respect of his peers immediately, which I thought was...
Yeah, I mean, and everybody had, now is the expectations around him are bigger. When he showed up at the Ryder Cup, there was no expectations.
Right.
He was a little bit more free, but now he feels a little bit more pressure on him, and he's spoken about that as well. So...
handling it pretty well, the pressure.
Very well. I mean, and that's all down to his unbelievably good routine. I mean, if you think about it, this guy, he doesn't really think over the board. It's just like John Daly in the old days. Just step up, get ready, and hit it.
Maybe it's because he's Swedish.
No, I think it's Swedish people. You've got a lot of different Swedish guys, but it's just his way.
Yeah,
and the thing is, he's trying to slow down his routine because it's from his nature, it's very quick.
Yeah. You have two picks, sir.
Me?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay, very good.
Sitting on Ludwig, Hovland, Strucker, and Fleetwood, the European Ryder Cup team is taking shape.
Yes, and I'm going to take Hatton.
Yeah.
I don't have him yet. So Hatton is mine.
I'm going to go down a little bit.
And Rose is gone.
Fitzpatrick, Bobby Mack.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the left-hander, actually. I don't think that's his, going to be his tournament. I go for the brothers. No, I only can take one now, but I'll go for...
Here we go.
Rasmus played well last tournament. He's in a better form, actually.
Yeah, it's a tough decision, Rasmus or Nikolai. It's the first time I've seen Rasmus with lower odds than Nikolai in a tournament.
Yeah. I'm just going to take Rasmus. I mean, they're twins anyway, so they look the same. So it's just, I take Rasmus.
Rasmus. So please, nobody pick Nikolai until it's Adi's turn again. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ogren?
It's going to be my first
pick. You should get them both. I like my rule.
Well, you'll get them both.
I'll take him.
He had two picks. He could have taken both right now, but he threw in.
I actually like both of those guys as players. I think it's really kind of cool.
Yeah,
I really do.
They do actually have one account. They don't have two bank accounts.
What?
They share everything.
They have one bank account.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. They are twins and they share everything. So. When Højgaard was playing really well, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, those guys, they're a good egg.
Yes.
There you go. It's back to Mr. Ogren.
Why does nobody have any faith in Joaquin?
I don't know. Because maybe we don't see enough of him. I don't know. I mean,
So of the top three still left on the sheet, Joaquin, Zalatoris, and Connors, I even though I don't particularly, I'm not a fan of his being just as a whatever, but I'm going to take Cam Smith. I think he might have another chip on his shoulder, so that gives me another liver with a chip on his shoulder. Plus, he's won a major.
He has. And how close did he come at Augusta as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's, we're going to look back on this. Well, maybe not us. We might all be dead. But, you know, somebody's going to look back on, the 2020s, and they're going to go, what a shame that the tour got split for 10 years and some of these guys didn't get their potential fulfilled.
Yeah. And there doesn't seem to be any resolution on the horizon that I've heard of where that they're making the ways. I mean, is it up to the tournament to give them a path into these tournaments? You know, the Open is not doing it. Who is the guy that's always complaining that he's not getting in? I don't know. I just read an article. I can't remember the name. But, yeah, it is an absolute shame. I mean, and look what happened to guys like DJ, who was always in the top 10 favorites for these majors, and he's not even a factor anymore. I mean, guys like Mickelson, Westwood, Stenson, Poulter, you know, I mean, they're non-factors, but the guys, young guys, definitely are. Brother Burley.
Yeah, on that point, I think with Niemann, and when you look at, I think the same category as maybe ball striking as Ludwig, but again, you look at decisions made, and I think maybe Ludwig has a kind of a calmer head on him and made the right decisions. I think Niemann made a big mistake going to Liv, but that's another thing. I'm going to go for another PGA winner who hasn't been picked yet, and that's Jason Day.
Oh, another good pick.
That's a good pick, yeah.
That is a really good pick.
Yeah.
Jason Day starts working with Dr. Rob Neal. And I think that's going to be, he's full of confidence. That's a good pick. Yeah.
Who is the doctor you're talking of?
Dr. Rob Neal. He is the father of the biodynamics. And
okay.
Uh-huh. So he's go back to some serious. Yeah, I mean that, and that's the thing. I mean he's got back to working on his game with some really good people.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that biodynamics. All right, I'm going to go lefty. I'm going to go Bobby Mack.
That's good. I could somebody pick him because.
Yeah. Hello to Malcolm Duck.
Malcolm,
sucking down sangria. And I'm going to go, Ted, you know, I've got to go against Ted again. I'm going to go Minwoo. No, I'm going to go. Actually, I'm not going to go Minwoo. I'm going Stefan Jäger. That's who I'm going with. That's wherever he is. He's got
to stay true to yourself, Frank.
What?
Well, stay true to yourself.
He played good.
69. He's done it 69.
There you go. That's what they did there. Absolutely. 69, Jäger, and who else did I pick just now? I forgot already. I picked Bobby Mack. All right. This is the beginning of round 7. We'll go 7, and then we'll go 8, and we're done. And if we don't pick the winner, we should not be playing this game. Mr. Burley.
No one's had Tony Finau yet.
Tony Finau, no.
No, I think I'm going to go Tony Finau.
Tony Finau.
Yeah.
I like him too. Why didn't I pick him? There's a good chance that I might be playing golf with Brother Burley in a in a month or so, whenever that is.
Well, I looked it up, Frank, and it's actually the week of the Open.
I know it is, which is perfect. Yeah.
So it's going to be on the Friday evening. I think we're going to the concert, and then
We'll play a little golf Friday morning.
Oh, be great! Fantastic.
I'm gonna talk to our friend Bleshy and see if we can get on that 2035 Ryder Cup course.
Please do.
Yeah, I will. I'll do my best. I know exactly what Bleshy likes, so I think we got a good shot to getting on there. Okay. It's back to Mr. Ogren.
When I went to the bathroom, who'd you pick, Frank?
I picked Bobby Mack, and I picked Stefan Jaeger.
Okay, so Joaquin is still on the board?
He still is.
Yeah, good for him. So, a couple of years ago, they played the President's Cup at this golf course.
Yeah, here we go.
And the star of that President's Cup was on the losing team.
Really?
And that was Tom Kim.
Oh, I remember that.
So I'm picking Tom Kim.
I remember that. He was riding on his putter over the green. That is a super pick. Tom Kim, also like, I don't know, early 20s, is a young guy.
He's like a baby.
Yeah.
But he also hangs out up there in Dallas with that Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler crowd. Can you imagine going out to Royal Oaks and your game is Scheffler and Spieth and DeChambeau and Tom Kim?
You better saddle up or you're losing a lot of money.
He's the best looking guy on tour as well.
David, I'm sure you've heard about this course in Houston, the Tour 18 course, where they
copied 18.
Have you played there?
No.
No. Okay.
No, there's multiple courses like that in the States. We got Tour 18 in Dallas. We got Tour 18 in Houston. And then we got like the Bears Best.
Uh-huh.
There's one out in Vegas. And I think there's one down in Orlando area.
Very popular with the folks like me. I mean, I played the one in Houston. I thought it was unbelievable. The first hole is 18 at Harbor Town. It's one of the most difficult holes I've ever played. Like, yeah. Get out of the bat. Tom Kim goes to Texas. Adi, for your seventh round and your last pick, you have two.
Oh, my last round?
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you want to go 12 rounds. I don't know. I mean, you know, the only time we didn't pick the winner was when Mickelson won at Kiowa.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you the story about Matty Smith. Because David's going to love that story. Because he was playing in Orlando, just the tournament that was taking place when the PGA show was on. And he came and he was playing really well the week before. And Matty is coming to them on Monday. And he's meeting Ulrich Ekka, his coach, and they play around. He's just like left, right, his army golf, just all over the place. Tuesday, same. And they're looking at this game, and nothing changed. Swing is the same, but he just can't hit fairway, can't hit greens, nor whatever. So Wednesday, pro-am, and he's just like embarrassing himself, playing so badly. So they're sitting then after the round, having something to eat, and Ulrich Ekka is like looking down and just like, and Matty Smith just look at him and then ask him, do you think it's the shoes? And Ulrich Ekka said, yeah, I think that's the only thing that's changed this week, isn't it? When do you start playing in those shoes? Yeah, it's on Monday. You throw those fucking shoes in the garbage can and get the old ones out. And he did. And after 2 days, he was fourth in the tournament. He played like...
Wow. Do you think it's the shoes? Well,
no,
David,
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is how a good player reacts to something new. Because if you get your soul a little bit higher, your weight is completely out of sync.
Yeah.
It looks the same, but the balance and everything. And so that's what this game is about. It's so, you know, it's so little things, the little things that matters. And that was for Matty Smith. I mean, I've never. And we know that because we got an app in our golf club for the players. It's called the Total Player. And they have to write down what shoes, the size, and everything so that we know what they're wearing.
Well, Craig Miller isn't here today because he's with Matti in the States, and Matti,
I know,
great yesterday. He was tied for second, and then he three putted from 6 feet on a par three, and ended up making bogey, and parred in to finish tied for seventh. But David, you had an encounter with, or you watched him play in Bermuda, Matti Schmidt, correct?
Yeah, because Oliver and his wife, his mom, are German speakers, right? And so, I mean, Matti came into the eating room, and Oliver's mom, Tamara, had no problem striking up a conversation in German, and Matti really appreciated it, I think.
Yeah.
He did have to think to talk. And, you know, Matti's one of those guys where it just shows you how deep the world is in talent that's good enough to play at the PGA Tour level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him play, and this guy is so good. He is so good. He won the Challenger tournament, I think, with 5 or 6 shots in the... in Munich, or just around that. And I mean, then he went to the tour. And I mean, he's really good. Yeah. But my picks, the last two picks.
Yes.
Are going to be Thomas Dietrich.
Right.
And to keep my word, Niklas Højgaard.
Højgaard and Dietrich. Where is Dietrich? Nikolai goes to Adi and Thomas Dietrich. Another guy like Thomas Peters, who had that phenomenal showing at a Ryder Cup where he went 5-0 or whatever. I like this guy, Dietrich, too. I mean, you know, for a country like Belgium, too. Where is Dietrich?
Yeah.
He's ninth on the Ryder Cup list. So, I mean, you're ninth on the Ryder Cup list, you can do whatever. We might even win this tournament.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Sami Välimäki.
Yeah, I have him on my list, but we're only picking 90. I got 20 people here on my right side of the screen that I could pick.
Well, we can pick a wild card, and you can pick Sami. David, for your last pick, please, sir.
Yeah, who should we? So we got Joaquin. Joaquin's being left hanging. Will Zalatoris has got a bad back. He can't putt. Nobody believes in Corey Connors. I don't think Henley's long enough day is all over the place. Burns is in bad form. Minwoo goes to Ted Long. Olma's in bad form. M is always there. Thagala, no. Fitzy, no. Berger, no. Canadians, no. Ben on, that's another one that goes to...
Canadians, no.
We're mad at him.
Yeah,
it's like, there are no mortal enemies, right?
You know, the Hockey World Championship is going on.
Yeah, I know. They boo our national anthem. They're out. Dietrich got picked, right?
Dietrich got picked.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure. Ricky, no. Adam Scott. Nora Knapp. Taylor Gooch, hell no. Another one of the North Carolina connections and a guy who's won a major. I'm going with Lucas Glover.
There you go. Lucas with his lab putter. That's a good pick.
Did you guys happen to see the little story about the top 50 putters in the world and how many are using labs?
No.
What would be your over under?
I would guess 25 would be my over under from the top 50.
Anybody else?
I'd say probably more. I go over on the 25.
Hmm. How about you, Adi?
I'm not well informed about that.
That's all right. You don't have to be. The number of guys in the top 50 using a lab putter is zero.
Zero? Really? It can't be. It can't be. Zero.
I'll find the link. I'll send it to you, Frank.
Not because of their contract.
Yeah, but, yeah. Lab doesn't give contracts, right?
I don't know. I can't tell you why, but
yeah.
I know that Ping and TaylorMade and everyone else, they do tie up their players to use putters. They're not allowed to use anything else.
Yeah. Well, I have a Burley putter and I love it. I mean, occasionally I sleep.
It's great. But I mean, bear in mind, I mean, I've had some connection with Sam, and I'm allowed to import lab putters now at the moment. So I'm importing into Holland. Uh-huh. And they are flying out the door. Oh, absolutely flying out.
Okay.
Picking up for them.
Okay.
David, quick question. These players who play the irons, the drivers, the putters, whatever they play because they signed with these companies, what would they play the same if they didn't have a contract? How big a thing is that?
Well, here's what I would say. You play what you play the best with, and then you try to make some money off of it. If you change clubs just for the money,
yeah,
you're risking it.
Yeah, Justin Rose with Honma, right?
On that note again, I coached a top European tour player many years ago, and he wanted to use my putter, but he was umming and ahhing because he told me that he'd get an extra $125,000 a year by using a TaylorMade putter.
Yeah.
And when he came down to it, he said, I don't like TaylorMade putters because they play like shit. But he signed for $125K for his contract to use a TaylorMade putter, and we never saw him again.
Huh.
Yeah. When I was at Q school, I mean, this goes back to 1982, right? So this is way back in the dark ages. And we had two of the guys that spoke at tour school. One of them was Steve Melnick. And forgot who else spoke at tour school. I think it might have been Hal Irwin. And the very first thing they both said is, hey, look, guys, you just made it out of Q school. Don't be signing any kind of deal, because at the time, a deal like that would be worth $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
To go to a different club company other than the one you're playing.
Huh.
So I just stuck with Wilson at the time. And, you know, I ended up having a long career. I don't ever remember changing clubs because I thought because of money. I changed clubs because I got fired.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You got fired.
In 1995, the Wilson Sporting Good Company signed this exciting young player named John Daly to an outrageous $500,000 contract. And to make room for that, they basically cut a whole bunch of people, including guys like Andy Bean and Mike Donald and myself and Russ Cochran and, I don't know, four or five others to make the budget for John Daly.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
And so I came off of Wilson clubs at that time and started playing other stuff. And I won with Henry Griffiths. Those of you who have to go deep into your club memory to find the, you know, that custom club company.
Yeah, and then,
all right. And after that, it's, you know, after I kind of lost my ability to be really competitive on the tours. Yeah, now I play Titleist just because.
Just because. There you go. What a good story. That.
And now I'm playing game improvement clubs. Light, long, weak shafts. Get it up in the air.
Yeah. But you're not. You don't have seven or eight woods in the back like Freddie Couples yet.
Not yet. But as I remind people, as I am a country, I live in Texas, so I'm a country song. I'm not as good as I once was. But I'm as good once as I ever was. I hit some of the weirdest, coolest sand shots and chip shots from the weirdest places, and I'd be there 100 yards middle of the fairway and miss the green.
Yeah.
That's a title to a song, Adi, that you have to write.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm a country boy.
Mr. Burley, you are.
I'll make one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who are next, Brother Burley? Spieth, JT, yeah. Lowry, Fox, Rosie, Day, Finau.
This is my last one, eh? Is this my last pick?
This is your last one. He might go Neiman just to...
I'm going to go Adam Scott.
Oh, he's going to go Adam Scott.
Yeah, good balls, Dragon.
Another lab guy, but I can't believe lab that. Guy. What you just said, David, that none of the top 50 guys... Where is Adam? There he is. 50. Brother Burley. And I will close out the draft with a guy who plays for the New York Golf Club in the TGL with Ricky Fowler, because I'm a big fan of this TGL thing. I love it.
Yeah.
Him or Harris English I like too, but I'm going to take Ricky. There we go. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I like this compact format for guys picking. You got to really be on your toes. You don't have to wait around for an hour to pick again.
Right.
I appreciate you making the time today for all your insight and sharing your knowledge. Awesome stuff.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you said send Ted his 7 Orientals.
Oh, he will be on the list. Yeah. God forbid he beats me. Jesus Christ.
Do we have an affiliate in Canada? You got to send them all the Canadians.
They'll never show again.
Guys, for the future, look at the name Rasmus Norgaard Pedersen.
Oh.
McKibben and Harry Hole. They're all young players. They're in the field. And Rasmus is 13 on the Ryder Cup. Tom McKibben won actually in the tournament that we met you, Frank. So these guys are going to be the future. You know, so, and
Norgaard is, I think, on this list. And here he is, number 88.
They're young, they're fearless. They can do some things.
And
I'm looking forward to look at this tournament. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be too excited about it.
So will I. Guys, have a good rest of the day. We will be back. Ladies and gentlemen, that was it. Thank you very much. Good
night.
See you.